This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Opening the door to another great hour of professional conversation from professional broadcasters Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillman, Doug Steffen on the air on the DJV show. Hi. Everybody's holding everything together. We're doing very well in your, if I do say so myself, in your behalf, in your stead. So there's something about people who start a program by saying, hey, it's great to be here. How are you doing? Time to talk with us. Let's just get right to it. Although every once in a while I do manifest a little different focus because I like for the ladies who are working here on the program to feel welcomed and at home and comfortable and good about where they are. Okay, ladies, you're feeling good about where you are? Everything good?
Mm-hmm.
And smooth. Okay. All right, Jennifer, get to it, will you please?
All right, the world's strongest man is trending. Brian Shaw is his name. He's a four-time world's strongest man winner. Now, to keep up his size, he's 6'8" and 415 pounds. He's from Brighton, Colorado, and he uses his YouTube channel to chronicle his diet, to let people know exactly what he eats to get to keep this title, right? He consumes 12,000 calories and 6 pounds of meat each day to maintain his frame, according to his YouTube channel. And he's trending for a really crazy reason. First of all, a lot of people try to challenge him. A lot of fans of his try to challenge him with food challenges, and he'll often take on his fans. He actually, most notably recently, took on a Chick-fil-A challenge, which he called the Cheat Meal Challenge at Chick-fil-A, and he consumed 14,000 calories on video. It's been viewed nearly 2 million times. So just a couple of days ago, and this has been trending ever since, it's so funny, a couple of users suggested that Shaw do an eating challenge with Taco Bell. And he's used to pushing his body to the limit to perform. He agreed, although it did not go well. In the video, which was just uploaded on his YouTube channel, he begins by ordering nearly the entire Taco Bell menu. None of the vegetarian options, though, he said, to be fair. If you want to know how much it would cost to order the entire Taco Bell menu minus the vegetarian options, well, he spent $120.03 on 40 items, including dessert. He toted all 5 bags home with him and started his day-long task of eating Taco Bell. Now, he attempted to eat what was 25,000 calories. He takes several breaks to inform viewers through this video that he is not enjoying his time. He said, this is the worst eating challenge I've ever taken part in. He noted that the weird sauce was his downfall as he gets sicker as the video progresses until he eventually gives up on eating every item and resigns himself to taking just one bite of each of the things, each of the burritos that he had left. He complained that the nachos were the worst he's ever seen. He said, among other problems he had with Taco Bell's menu, he didn't like the sauce on the burritos and all these other things. He said he did find a little bit of peace and happiness with the Cinnabon Delights dessert, which he said were okay. But his stomach apparently hurt so bad, he found himself sweating. His body was trying to get out, he said. And so this has been trending on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube for the last couple of days, which is pretty funny. He did survive, but I guess the sauce sort of took him for a loop in this eating challenge that
he
lost.
The silliest thing. It's really silly.
Can you imagine keeping up your physique to be the world's strongest man? It requires everything on the menu at Taco Bell.
Mm. There you go. Here's another athlete we should be paying attention to, Flo Milar, 84 years old, or young, teaching seniors a thing or two. She lives up in Shelburne Bay, which is in Vermont. And she said, quote, I told the people in my facility that they have a fantastic program here, and to really sign up, get active. Staying active has been a part of her life At 65, she picked up pole vaulting. She's 84 now and has become the oldest pole vaulter in the world.
Good for her.
That, you know what it takes? The strength, speaking about strength, it takes to be able to run and basically pick up your body on this huge pole and swing it to go to another, how far you get, about 100 feet. This lady's doing a pentathlon, 5 events in one day. She's traveling to Poland to compete in the World Masters Athletic Championships. And then in June, she's going to New Mexico to participate there in the National Senior Games. She said, I made a lot of new friends in the last 25 years. This is very inspiring. Quote, it makes me so happy to see people come up to me and say, you've inspired me, and I want to get active like you. That's a wonderful feeling, she said. She said, I'll turn 85 in June. I'm going to break a lot of new records when I get to be 85. What, there's 84-year-old, other 84-year-old pole vaulters jumping around? Wow. What a great story, huh? How'd you like to be able to do that when you're 84? Or 85, or whatever. Even doing it at your age or our age.
I was going to say, or
pole vaulting. Yeah. Pole vaulting is no easy task, and it requires great upper body physical strength in order to do it. Very hard for any man or woman to do that. Here's the story of Stephen Holcomb, the best bobsled pilot of this generation. Got a medal from the 2014 Olympics, 5 years after he appealed. Actually, he died a year or so ago. He placed third for bronze in the two-man and four-man bobsled events with Team USA. The bobsled team, those four, finished third at the Sochi Olympics 2014. In the gold medal spot was a Russian team piloted by a fellow named Alexander Zubkov. But apparently there was some question, and basically these guys were discontinued, or rather disqualified, because they were doping all the Russians. Remember that year? All the Russians, there were a lot of them, so many of them, they got disqualified because they were, they call it doping. They were drugged up. That's what they did. So these guys moved around, and eventually, after a lot of appeals, they got silver medals, and Holcomb was one of them, but he's already dead, so... they gave it to him posthumously. I don't know how he died. Okay, so I call your attention to the story Victoria started with, the largest and strongest man in the world. I call your attention to a lady named Holly Mangold, who apparently is the strongest woman in the world. She is the biggest female weightlifter of all time, weighs 415 pounds, She has represented Team USA at the London Olympics. She has a personal weightlifting record of 5,622 pounds or something like that. I don't know, a lot of whatever. But it's interesting to compare the bodies of these two people, if you're into that, looking at this woman and then looking at the man. And the only reason I looked at it, I wondered if there had been any silly stuff from, for her or people of her ilk on the female side doing what this guy did at the Taco Bell. But then there are other, there's always somebody around who will try to, if it hasn't been done yet, it will be. There's not much new under the sun. People love to create circumstances. I was thinking also of Andre the Giant. Remember him, Jennifer?
Who passed away last year?
Yep. Yeah, he was 7'4". He weighed 520 pounds. How do you carry that weight all around? I mean, that's what kills you eventually, but under the circumstances. He was somebody who was very, very popular, very well-liked, kind of a sweet guy. And then there's, well, I don't know, there are legions of these people, but it's nice to know that they get recognition for their hard work, and I think that's part of this anyway. The Taco Bell incident aside. 16 past the hour on the DJV show.
Trade Pros. Ferguson is committed to making business with us the easiest part of your day. Ferguson.com is designed to help run your business from the office to the job site by making your day-to-day activities easier with 24/7 account access, unmatched online inventory, and on-the-go account management. And with our Pro Plus customer loyalty program, you can earn points with every online purchase, redeemable for merchandise, event tickets, trips, and more. Sign up today at Ferguson.com.
Ah, the bull elk's bugle, one of nature's most wondrous sounds. That is not a bull elk, that's Kim. Her RV sewage tank is spewing all over her camper. Way, way out in the middle of elk country. Yep, there's an elk. And that's Kim. It's wild out there. When it gets too wild, Progressive has your RV covered. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
A new poll says more Americans approve of President Trump than they do the big media. That's why millions are tuning in to Newsmax TV, America's new conservative channel. On Newsmax TV, see Bill O'Reilly, Pat Buchanan, Alan Dershowitz, Mike Reagan, and more. Bill O'Reilly's No Spin News Show is on Newsmax TV. Get it on DirecTV Channel 349, Xfinity 1115, Dish 216, Uverse 1220, Fios 615, and Spectrum. Newsmax TV, real news for real people.
The tradition. The suspense. The race. The Kentucky Derby is the pinnacle of horse racing. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to witness the Kentucky Derby in person. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000. Use it to purchase your dream home or pay off your mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com. The fashion, the mint juleps, the parties. This is your opportunity to experience it all firsthand, thanks to the Rocket Mortgage Homestretch Sweepstakes. Enter for your chance to win $250,000 and one of 20 VIP trips to the Kentucky Derby. The Rocket Mortgage Homestretch Sweepstakes. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Homestretchsweepstakes.com. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hey, my friend's retail store was the victim of IoT password theft.
Yep. Cyber criminals are taking over security cameras, payment systems, and other IoT devices by exploiting vulnerabilities.
What if they target us and our dispersed network?
We're secured with Barracuda. We have advanced firewalls for our sites, enhanced security for our cloud infrastructure, and total email protection.
Such a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, a couple of travel items. A fellow named, let's see here if I can pronounce it. That's not important. Why do I... names, you don't know who the guy is anyway. The story really isn't about who it is. It's about what he did. He was on a tour group going through the Grand Canyon, and he fell. And as he was falling to his death, he was taking pictures, which you can see online.
I have a feeling these pictures were taken before he died. I don't think he was just falling and snapping photos at the same time.
I think there would probably have been somebody somewhere that did that, but what a shame. All right, anyway, Virgin has gone into the cruise business, airline business. Remember how the record business started Richard Branson off, and now he's done all kinds of other things to become one of the richest men in the world. He pretty much controls this empire himself. And when you see pictures of this new cruise liner, which is only for adults, only going to be, it's an adult, it looks so streamlined, so sleek, it looks so different from other ships that are around. I don't, it's just, maybe it's the way that it's pictured here, because basically a ship like that has to have the same accoutrement in order to stay afloat. But some of these ships now are so huge. Have you seen some of the comparatives? I saw one a couple of weeks ago of one of the contemporary, I think it was Norwegian, what do they call it, Norway, NCL, that was the parked or next in the picture of the ship and the Titanic next to it. And the Titanic was the size of your thumb and next to that ship. But there's so many people, there's so many ways of getting sick. Yay, yay, yay. 21 past the hour on the DJV program.
Bad. bacon lovers. We ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's the fabulous Pink music portion, 24 at the hour of the DJV program. This hour, Jennifer and Victoria and Karen and I start our focus with the Pink singing Hustle. She's released a new song, and it happened to be this one. Shared the full track list for her new 8th studio album called It Hurts to Be Human. It's coming, what is it, the whole thing?
Comes out
the release
April 26th.
This week, but it's out, is it 26th? Thank you. All right, so the record features songs with Khalid and Rabel and Chris Stapleton. She shows off her countryside with this thing called Hustle. You think this sounds country? I thought it sounded more pop.
Think I'm not getting a country vibe from this, but
no, I don't either. Maybe because she says hustle.
Well, she's always been a badass, and the song sounds kind of like that. But the story behind the song, warning the lover that she won't be taken advantage of. Lyrics written by her and Dan Reynolds from the Imagine Dragons. So as Kara said, this comes out on
real
the 26th.
Country music. These people then,
right?
Yeah. I wonder why she wants to be in the country.
Everybody does at some point.
Yeah, I suppose. So she got a lot of collaborators on this album. Max Martin, Shellback, a lot of stuff. It's good. You like her. I like her. By the way, I went to see the Diana Ross concert from 1988 on Central Park.
It was in movie theaters.
If you didn't have to watch her kids, especially one of her daughters, talk about how wonderful her mother was for 15 minutes, it was actually pretty good. The music, the way that she handled herself, especially there were two nights of this concert. It rained the first night, and she stayed out there in the rain. And,
well, it was lightning, really, I think. That's why they had to call it off. Yeah. Dangerous.
Then they went back next night. She's always been a diva, and she enjoys that. But she was really nice to the crowd in the movie. The crowd really responded well to her. And the thing that surprised me is how few of her hits she actually sang. She was singing everybody else's music in it. But still, it sort of captures your attention. I will tell you, for a couple of hours, I was into it because I loved the music of the Supremes, and that's what I kind of thought I was going to get, because she does that in most of her concerts, but in this one it was kind of different. But you got a real feel for who she was. Speaking of that, how about the feel for Salt-N-Pepa, Clark Sisters? There's a Lifetime, on the Lifetime Movie Channel, some new scripted projects, including Queen Latifah, Mary J. Blige, Missy Elliott, executive producers on a new movie that goes through the lives of gospel singers, the Clark Singers, while the Salt-N-Pepa story is being turned into a miniseries as well. Salt-N-Pepa will tell the story of, I have no credibility with this, Victoria. Somebody else do this. How do I have any credibility? Queen Latifah.
You do, actually.
With Salt-N-Pepa? How do I have credibility?
Salt-N-Pepa are my favorite. Are you kidding?
Well, that's why I said you, Jennifer, tell the story, because I don't even know who the Clark Sisters are.
That I have no idea who they are.
I mean, they're a gospel group. Let's see. Yeah. You might like them.
I probably would. I like them. Love gospel music. Thank you, Kara.
Yeah, what's just interesting to me is, I mean, I love Salt-N-Pepa's music, so it's kind of fun. And they were, like, kind of the original female rappers. Obviously, there are quite a few female rappers around now, but they were, like, the start of that, I feel like. But
yes,
I don't know.
It's
cool to me that Queen Latifah and Mary J. Blige and Missy Elliott are executive producers on this. Because, I mean,
That's a powerhouse team.
Yeah, exactly. They're super talented in music, so I'll be interested to see how they do it producing shows.
I like that Salt-N-Pepa is coming back. Not only do they have this, but they have a Vegas residency for all the hit performers from the 90s that they're behind.
Really?
So it's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. All right, so there. Aren't you all happy? I asked everybody to sort of chime in here, folks. 28 after the hour.
Who's a sweetheart? Who's Auntie Sprinter's pal? You are. Oh, Donna, he's so cute. Thanks, isn't he?
Ugh, I wish my wireless bill were cute. I hate opening this thing every month.
Stop overpaying for wireless and upgrade to the brilliant iPhone XR with Sprint.
Why?
Because Sprint will give you both an unlimited plan and the brilliant iPhone XR lease for just $35 per month.
Both? For that price?
Both.
Both? Was that the baby?
How did he say that without teeth?
Right now at Sprint, get an unlimited plan and an iPhone XR lease for just $35 per month. And there's no trade-in required. Visit a Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1.
Phone $15 per month after $16.25 per month. Credit apply within two bills. Requires 18-month lease. If you cancel early, remaining balance due after 4/30/2020. Pay $32 per line with auto pay for unlimited basic. One Hulu ad support a plan for account coverage. Not for not available everywhere. Switch taxes, fees, and roaming. Speed maximums. Use rules. 30-day activation fee and restrictions apply.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-338-3814. 800-338-3814. 800-338-3814. That's 800-338-3814.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Trump administration officials say it's a definite possibility the president will make good on his threat to close all or even part of the border with Mexico this week. The administration has cut off funding to El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras, where many illegal immigrants are traveling from. White House advisor Kellyanne Conway on Fox.
How can people deny what they see, which is these caravans day by day, the people coming from the Northern Triangle countries and trying to come through this country? And there are very deplorable conditions that many of them are facing.
Yeah, but you're going to make the conditions worse.
The conditions are already awful.
Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders was on CBS's Face the Nation. He says pulling funding is a bad idea.
We're going to do everything we can to stop it. It's totally absurd.
This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Retrievers, Labradors, Goldens are the main breeds that come through our door, but we'll train anything with four legs and a tail. My husband and I own a kennel. We train hunting dogs and also have a boarding and grooming business. And our dogs, they're athletes, and we feed them very quality food. You can't get enzymes in a commercial dog food because they cook it at such a high heat that so much important nutrition is just cooked right out of it. But adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
DINOVITE.
Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Figuring it all out. That's what our job is here on the DJV program. D for Doug, J for Jennifer, V for Victoria. Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington as Victoria prepares to give us the big update.
The big update is The Big Bang Theory that has made television history. It is the CBS show that has been on for a bunch of years now, and it has surpassed Cheers for making it the longest-running multi-camera sitcom. It just shot its 276th episode earlier this week, and Cheers actually only had 275 episodes, so that's how The Big Bang Theory surpassed Cheers. And the longest-running live-action sitcom in TV history is The Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet, which actually shot 435 episodes between 1952 and 1966. The Big Bang Theory is currently in its 12th and final season. It debuted in 2007, and all the stars of the show got together and posted a picture on Instagram with a big cake that had a 276 on it, so they're celebrating this big milestone. It's funny, this always kind of cracks me up because This show has earned 52 Emmy nominations. It's won numerous Emmys throughout the years, and I have still yet to ever see a single episode. I don't know a single person who's ever seen this show, by the way. I don't know anyone who's watching this show, but it continues to just pull in all these accolades, and now 276 episodes later,
why do you think you have paid no attention to it? Why is it that it didn't pique your interest, Victoria?
I don't know, and I've tried. You know, I've seen probably a few minutes because it's on all the time. It's in reruns
everywhere.
I've seen all these channels. A few minutes. Lewis and I, even just a couple weeks ago, I remember we were flipping through the channels and it was on, and we kind of paused for about 30 seconds, and the show just is so uninteresting.
Yeah, I think what it is for me is that the subject matter is really like nerdy stuff, which doesn't interest me. So then I move on real fast. And I think the jokes are designed for a sci-fi crowd. And
I guess so, yeah. It was lost on
us. So then how does it get such strong ratings under the circumstances when all of us admit that we're all of different character and different ages and different interests, and we all collectively have no interest in it whatsoever? So who is the audience?
I don't know who's watching it. And it's on CBS, which is like that's the oldest demographic of any of the cable networks, so I don't understand. Maybe this is like retired physicists love this show? I don't know. I don't get it.
I mean, I've watched it occasionally. The thing I don't like is I feel like it's got a heavy laugh track. I don't really like shows that have that. My parents watch it sometimes. My parents have watched the spinoff. I kind of wonder if this show and like reruns are playing in doctor's offices or if they're playing places like that. I don't know. I feel like it's kind of an easily generic show.
Modern Family
is another
one. That's not
offensive you can put
on. That's a great show. I love Modern
Family.
Really? From the very beginning.
That's very funny.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
I must not have a good sense of humor.
I don't get it.
Yeah. I laugh at Jennifer's jokes, though, and yours, Victoria. I must have some kind of a sense of humor. But
why don't you like Modern Family?
I don't like Modern Family because Ed looks old. Frankly,
Ed always looked old. When he was young, he
didn't look old when he was with
What's-Her-Face.
Yes,
he did. Yeah. When he was on Married with Children, he looked ancient then. Now he's just ancient and a little heavier. So he looks the same. He's hilarious on that show.
Speaking of people who look the same, Nicolas Cage, you'll be happy to know, was married for a moment literally in time. He got married to somebody he's been dating for a year, and 4 days later decided, well, you know what, I don't really have it for you anymore. So now he's trying to get his marriage to this lady, Erica, is it Koik? How do you pronounce it? K-O-I-K-E?
No idea.
Koike?
No one even knows who she is.
No. But he's asking for an annulment in Las Vegas. They got married over the weekend, and now he's, I'll see you later. I don't want to.
Didn't he make a movie about getting married in Las Vegas?
In Las Vegas, he did. Yep.
Shouldn't he learn from that?
I hope it was a small courthouse wedding, because if I went to this wedding, if I went out of my way to go and attend this wedding, and then they got divorced a couple days later.
They applied for a marriage license on Saturday of last week and got married that night. He has been married, let's see, to Patricia Arquette, who I think is kind of a hot tamale. Lisa Marie, nobody quite understands why he...
I know why he married Lisa Marie. He's obsessed with Elvis. To be technically Elvis's son-in-law, that was the biggest thing in his life.
Oh, that was it.
Okay. Oh, yeah. He started dressing like Elvis when they were married. It was weird.
Wasn't he in the movie in Las Vegas was the Elvis thing, or wasn't there a separate movie that he was in about Elvis?
I think it was in that movie. But
he was married to a waitress for quite a long time, actually, for him, 12 years. Kim was her name. Yeah, they have a daughter, 13-year-old, Cal L. Sounds like she came.
He dated Charlize Theron, didn't he?
I didn't hear all of that.
Didn't he date Charlize Theron?
I think he's dated some heavyweights over the years.
I don't know. He has a daughter named after Superman.
No, Sean Penn.
Yes.
Yeah, oh, God.
That's insane. Oh, my gosh. That's crazy.
Oh, people are so funny. Okay, let's get to some business news here. CVS, Consumer Value Stores, now known around the country as the largest pharmaceutical dispensary in the world, says it started selling cannabinoid. Actually, it's called CBD for most of us. the states that, well, this hemp is now legal everywhere thanks to the Farm Bill. But yet states have got their heads stuck someplace where the sun doesn't shine. I'm certainly having that experience here in Massachusetts. So they're staying away, even though their headquarters are here in Massachusetts. They've decided that they will sell topical items made from CBD, like creams and sprays and roll-ons, lotions, salves, that sort of thing, in Alabama, California, Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, Kentucky, Maryland, and Tennessee. They said that they're not selling any CBD-containing supplements or food additives. Quote, we've partnered with CBD product manufacturers that are complying with applicable laws, meet CVS's high standards, yada, 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 yada. No. Well, yes and no. Yes, they're complying with good standards, but this is the hottest stuff. This going forward, take my word for it, because I'm doing a lot of work investigating this because of the businesses that we're entering into on my farm. I was told, and I believe this from four different sources, that the need or the desire or the fulfilling of demand for any of the CBD or hemp oil products or hemp products in general, 1/1,000th of the potential sales and usage of anything from hemp has been reached at this point. We have only met the needs of 1 out of 1,000 people who want to use hemp products. Can you imagine? And that's what these guys are getting into this for, because they see it. The drug companies are trying to get into it. The tobacco companies are going to get into this and marijuana, more marijuana. But they're all over it because it works. Hello? Ding, ding, ding. This stuff, I'm here to tell you, this put the drug companies right out of business. Because as soon as you try this, I don't know if the ladies have tried, I think you have all in one way or another, but putting the salve on, I have had some issues with my my shoulder this week, and I've been putting this on, in addition to getting a little physical therapy, and it just, it makes it like, I don't want to say it like new, but it certainly administers what I want to have happen without any implication or any use of any drugs of any kind. There's no drug, there's no THC in this stuff. It is, it's fabulous. I'm not here to sell you. I'm just telling you that CVS is smart as hell, and you wait a week in Walgreens, we're making the same announcement, because they don't want to fall behind in this. It's a big, big business. I think CVS is on, CVS is on the cutting edge a little more than Walgreens, aren't they? Because they were the first ones to stop selling tobacco products, things like that.
I still think they're the only ones, right? I think you can still buy cigarettes at Walgreens and other places, but CVS.
Yes, I think you're right. Yeah. It's big business. Big, big business. Good for them. Let me remind you, or I guess invite you, maybe more than remind you, to make sure that next week, even though I'm not going to be here in regular form on the program from stem to stern, I will be on the air with you from time to time, depending on how good things are, Kara, technologically, from Ireland. I've been invited with four or five other talk radio folks from around the country to travel to Ireland. I was just told by, and I thought, I'll look at this map again. But I will never question, because of her Irish roots, Victoria telling me, she said, where am I flying into? I'm flying into Shannon, and then we're going to Dublin. Somebody's going to pick me up in Shannon and drive me there.
Oh, so you're the other, okay.
Is it? I don't even know. You know what? I haven't looked at my...
Well, you at first, I said, are you flying into Dublin or Shannon? And you said, I'm flying into Dublin, and someone's driving me to Shannon. And I said, why? That didn't make any sense to
me. Well, what would
you
do?
But if you're flying into Shannon, and then you have to get to Dublin... I guess so. I'm assuming that they wouldn't give you first class, and that's why you didn't fly into Dublin, right? Is that
that's what I'm
the story behind the story?
Okay, calm down there.
Well, it's true, right?
not much for riding in the back, and I don't mean to sound like a snob. I just don't. Uh-huh. You know, if they're gonna, what do you mean? I think you and your life. Stop it.
Continue.
Why was
continue.
It cheaper to go into one airport in first class than the other? I don't understand that.
Yeah,
these different equipment and stuff. One airport is large, the other one's not. Anyway, the point here is...
Yeah, you're flying into the smaller one if you're flying into Shannon.
Yes. So, the...
yes. Again, makes no sense. I love when all of us on various topics push Doug for details, because the details usually make the story murkier, and just...
which always you always accuse me of being good at burying the headline. Why do you distract me? I'm trying to tell you what we're doing.
What are you going
to
be doing?
The itinerary is to start in Shannon and drive all around the country and end up in Dublin. That's kind of what we spend a different night in every. It's a new circular tour that goes all around the outside of Ireland. And this time of year will be kind of nice. So that'll be a way for me to fill my heart with Ireland so I can fill your heart with Ireland. 47 after the hour here on the DJB program.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. Remember back to grade school or junior high and being screened for scoliosis? Have you thought about scoliosis since?
Scoliosis is a deformity of the spine, or as I like to say, a special shape of the spine.
Often thought of as just a childhood disease, Dr. Paul Hulston says adults can be affected by scoliosis too. Sometimes it's when aging catches up with people who had scoliosis and didn't know or weren't bothered by it.
When they get the arthritis that we all get as we all age superimposed on their scoliosis, such as in the baby boomer crowd, that creates a special combination which can be quite problematic.
Osteoporosis can cause bone, including the spine, to weaken, sag, or even fracture.
You can ask the question, is my bone health what it should be or what I expect it to be? And that involves seeing your provider, getting screened, and then taking action to prevent that softening of the bone.
For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BremboStoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BremboStoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Ah, the bull elk's bugle, one of nature's most wondrous sounds. That is not a bull elk, that's Kim. Her RV sewage tank is spewing all over her camper. Way, way out in the middle of elk country. Yep, there's an elk. And that's Kim. It's wild out there. When it gets too wild, Progressive has your RV covered. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Did you know type 2 diabetes is a heart-related disease? Hi, I'm Senator Nancy Todd from Colorado and board chair of Women in Government. Nearly 30 million Americans have diabetes, which can negatively affect the heart. In fact, heart disease is the number one killer of people with type 2 diabetes. People with diabetes are up to 4 times more likely of having a heart attack, heart failure, or stroke. Learn more by visiting womeningovernment.org.
No one ever said, give it a bit. No one ever said, give it less. We say, give it everything. The world wasn't built by half measures, by the half-hearted. So when we set out to build our boldest SUV ever, we didn't hold anything back. Introducing the all-new Telluride. Kia. Give it everything. Expected spring 2019 in limited quantities.
Good morning, Uglyville!
Every ugly doll is unique.
I'm Moxie.
Bobo.
Wade.
Those close to me call me Slick Doll.
Which is not his name.
And every child is, too.
He can be pretty lovable.
That's why when you travel, you should make sure your child is in the right seat for their age and size.
That sounds pretty great to me.
Keep them safe by visiting nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Isn't that right, gibberish cat?
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio
remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Gold is a better way. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. The book may not be for you, but the tens of thousands who've read it have been blown away to learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. We're so confident this book will change the way you think about investing, we've purchased 1,000 copies from the publisher and are giving them to serious investors. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, we'd like to send you your copy. Just text the word bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776. You can buy it on Amazon, go to Barnes & Noble, or text bestseller and get it for free. Text bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Gold is a better way. Text bestseller to 49776.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-844-9702 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-844-9702 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-844-9702 now and start learning to trade the right way. Simply call 855-844-9702. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
En français, le automobile. I don't know how they say it in Greece. Our pal Nick Miles is here from ourautoexpert.com. He's been traveling around recently. He was at the Atlanta Auto Show. Then he went to Greece to drive some car that is probably Greek. I'm not sure. I don't know if there are any Greek cars, though. We'll have to get to that in a matter of moments. Plus my story of a ride in a new Tesla and the whiplash that I have to deal with. I have my head in a... a brace. All right, tell that story in a moment. First, though, Kelley Blue Book announcing the best family cars of the year. Mike Muzio, managing editor for KelleyBlueBook.com, KBB.com, shares some of the interesting trends going on in this year's choices.
There's one thing you won't find on our 2019 list, and that's sedans. Sales trends and consumer preferences continue to show that more shoppers are looking to SUVs and minivans when shopping for a confident ride, roomy cabin, and comfortable seats to keep the family happy while on the move.
Everyone wants a safe car, but Kelley Blue Book says that family car shoppers keep safety top of mind.
This year we've noticed increased consumer interest in advanced safety features like adaptive headlights and rear cross-traffic alert. Other standout features include teen driver monitoring and an exit alarm that warns passengers if a vehicle is approaching from behind.
To see the vehicles that made the best family cars of 2019 list, visit KBB.com. Now you're in the know.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Your promotion to CIO, Chief Ink Officer.
Because this week at Staples, when you buy one ink cartridge for your HP OfficeJet Pro printer, you get a second 30% off.
With savings that big, you'll be the director of deals, the president of printing.
Buy one HP OfficeJet Pro ink cartridge and get a second 30% off at Staples.
Where there's a whole lot in store.
Ends 3/30/19. Restrictions apply. See store associate or staples.com/HPBOGO for details.
Hi, Doug Steffen here with Nick Miles from Our Auto Expert. So you've been all, you travel all the time anyway. You go from one of these auto shows to another. Do you find that there is a difference, or are you seeing the same cars pretty much across the board, whether you're here in America, or didn't you go to a car show in Greece last week?
I was in Greece, actually, driving the new Land Rover Range Rover Evoque, which was a bunch of fun. They've sold nearly 900,000.
Was it really? I think those are the ugliest pieces of crap. I love Range Rovers, as you know, but those Evoques look like somebody just stepped on them.
They actually did a good job in redesigning it. They knew what was wrong with it. They knew the things that... it's not hugely redesigned, so you'll still recognize it as an Evoque. But here's the deal. This is the city dweller's version of a Range Rover. Probably the most off-roading you'll ever do with it is curb it. so it's kind of made for the people who like to go out on the weekends and have a good time but need to be able to park it and look good as well. And parking an underground parking lot, you know, a full-size Range Rover is not the easiest thing to park.
No, that's very true. But those Evoques, you have to lay down in the back seat in order to be able to fit into it, I think, if I remember correctly.
Well, you know, that's true, but there are plenty of other cars that are a lot. They actually made the back seat much bigger this time.
Did they?
Which is much better. Yeah, they made it much bigger. It's actually got some really cool technology, Doug. If you drive, I drove across a bridge across the Corinthian Canal in Greece on a railway bridge. And it had those side guards on it, and I was able to use this thing called clear sight ground view, which actually takes the camera and allows you to see what's under the car. It sort of takes the hood away. I could see the wheels as they were driving and where they were sitting on the road, which was really useful because I really didn't want to plunge 600 meters into the water.
I can understand that. I was in a Tesla Model S this week. A friend of mine has a new one, and I was amazed at how I thought it was flimsy, very light. I didn't realize it was made out of aluminum, but it does seem kind of thin. But man, that thing, in 3 seconds, he had it at 60 miles an hour. I had a whiplash. Is that what they're known for?
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Tesla, I mean, they've done a great job in those sort of things, like 0 to 60 in 3 or 1.5 seconds, depending on which one you want. The biggest problem is that electric motor isn't built to repeat that time and time and time again. You know, if you get yourself a V8 Dodge Challenger out there, you could do that 100 times on the drag strip. Unfortunately, your Tesla won't take a beating like that. It does it, but it won't repeat it. It's not 100% every time, and that's the downfall with it. But, you know, who does it 150 times in an hour?
Exactly.
Well, maybe you and I, but that's about it.
So manual transmissions, we've got about 30 seconds here, are on their way out. I love manual transmissions, but you can't find them anymore, right?
Yeah, that's the Honda are the only ones. Honda are the only ones still making them. I see it as now any millennial can steal my car if it's automatic. Before, when it was manual, you know, you're pretty safe with anybody stealing off the side of the road. It's just a lifestyle. We all sit in traffic all the time, and I think that most people decided that they don't want to work that hard.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.